Yeah, Rashi holds in Menachos that the shin shel tefillin shel rosh is ksav. Not only the shin, but the ritzuos, the knots, the dalet and the yud. So you can't answer what we tried to answer in Rashi, that the shin is not really a ksav. Seems all Rosh Hashanah, all shin is a ksav. I saw the Brisker Rav has a piece on it. Yet Raman Gimel Tesvav. Okay, so did I record that? Now Rashi holds in Menachos that the shin and the kesher of the shel rosh, the dalad, and the yud in the yad is all ksav. Because he says that why is it the shel rosh is kedushas hachamura? Because it has rov osios at Hashem. So you see, he holds it's all ksav. So you can't answer Rashi like we want to answer. Say that the shin is not ksav. Everybody holds the shin is ksav. He has a nice piece on the Brisker Rav. Okay, but let's take the Rambam. The Rambam says Reb Chaim's kasha. Or she mechafim bos atzvun perikim aloch atzvav. The sheosin mimenu haritzuos hu or shel beim ochaya of atahorim vafilu nevel sutrefis utrefis shalhem. The mosam may or to mayim. O shechifa b'tfilin bezov pesulos. The oror etzua tzorach ibud l'shma. Avo b'or shem achafim bo ein etzorach ibud klal. Afila aso u matzas kasha. O makamas habre no gulasas or osim bo matzas. So Reb Chaim asks the question. He says, if that's the reason, so what does Gemara tie it into asmona? The reason is because you don't need it all together. So what's it got to do with asmona mosa, asmona lav mosa? But according to the way we learn Rashi, it's very good. Because we learn Rashi that if he says mana milsa, he says mana is part of the process. And all the asiyas must be done with shema. So really, the or hatfilin does not need ibud at all. But if you do ibud, if once you do ibud and you do it as mana milsa, so then it'll come out that that was part of the asiyas hatfilin.
If you have to do ibud, you don't need to.
Even though you didn't need to,
if you do it,
so that's why, so that's the way we explain Rashi basically, and if Rashi holds like the Rambam, so Taisus Kasha is off. Because Taisus Kasha is from Gvil, right from Sefer Torah, that's Taisus Kasha, from Gvil. So he says you can't mechal between Gvil and Or, because the Or is a shin. But the Rambam holds that the Or doesn't need any Ibud Lishma. Doesn't need Ibud at all. Because it can make a matzah.
Wasn't also the
poor
one that
Siva
demands
Ibud Lishma? What's that? According to the Rambam, we can answer the Rambam just like Rashi. Because that's Reb Chaim's kasha. Reb Chaim's kasha is if the reason is you don't need Ibud altogether, so what's it got to do with Asmana? But the answer is that's precisely how the Gemara is learning. You don't need Ibud, according to the Rambam. Because you can make it matzah. But if you do ibud, then everything in Kedushas Tefillin has to become, has to be lishma. So if Asmana Milsa, he'll render it part of the, Asiyas HaTefillin. The Chaim says that answer, basically. Gives that answer. Same way we learn Rashi, he learns in Aram. But you're right, in Rashi you don't have to say because of matzah. Like the Rambam says. But in Rashi, you could say that Ibud, the way we learn Rashi, Ibud is Heksher. So if Ibud is Heksher, so if Asmana Milsa, so then it's part of it. Otherwise, all you need is Or that's a Ma'ubad, an Or Ma'ubad. Okay, good, it's good. But Ram and Rashi are pretty similar. I would answer that discussion. Okay, good.
It's funny the words.
What got me into the Grizz was the next Ramah, Malachat Tazayim. Ein osin atfilin ela Yisrael she'asiyason kichsivason mipnei hashin she'osin ba'or kamo she'amarno lefichach im chifon akusi o tofron psulos vuadin l'chol apostle akosvan shelo yase osan. Okay, so he says because of the shin, right? But the shin's only in the shel rosh, it's not in the shel yad. So Tosfos Shita is that the only thing that's halacha mashmishini is that there should be a kesher. You can't say yud and dalad, because say yud and dalad and it's osios, and osios is just like shin. So then it's kedusha osios. So then it's gufa kedusha. So how can the Gemara call it tashmishi kedusha? And why does the Gemara say because of the shin? And the Gemara says because of the shin is menamot b'ficha. But it must be for Ritzuos. Ritzuos also should be Menamot B'Ficha, because it has the Dal and the Yud. Okay. So that's the Tesis.
You say on the tape, are you doing the Grizz?
We're doing the Grizz. First one in Tome. On this Ramah. Okay. Now, let's go further. Go ahead. Yes, so Rashi holds Alach L'Mosh Misinai. Tells you that the Dalit and the Not and the Yud and the Not have a Din Ksav. Okay, that's the Lachal Moshe Sinai. Tosfos rejects it. But the Brisk Rav is saying that the Rambam holds in between. He holds that there's a Lachal Moshe Sinai on the Tzuras HaKesher, but it doesn't have a Din Ksav. Okay, am I right? Okay, go ahead. So you have three Shitas so far. Either there's no Din Tzura altogether like Tosfos holds, or like Rashi, it's a Din Ksav, and then, or like the Rambam, who's in between. That there's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai on the Kesher, but it's just a Halacha on the Tzuras HaKesher. Okay? Go ahead. Yeah, it's Mashma Ketzuras Dalet. You know, it's funny, it brings right from the word Tzura, because the Rambam and with regard to the Shin also says Tzura. He says, Per Gimel Halacha Aleph.
Per Dalet?
Gimel Halach Aleph. Shiyia Boor Shal Rosh Tzuras Shin. He doesn't say Tzuras Ksav Shin. Oh, Tzuras Os Shin. And then later he says, he calls it a Dmus Shin. When he tells you how to do it. Hashosim Bo Dmus Shin. Yeah, but I guess he holds. I don't know. Okay, all right, there's something about it. Anyways. But he's being the Daigan Lashon Rama by the knot that should have a Tzuras Dalit. Okay. It's interesting, the Raman, the Yud Gimel, when he comes to the Yud and the Shel Yad, he says, the Chaim B'Shel Yad, Per Gimel Loch Gimel, Kosher Kesher Kemin Yud. Kemin Yud. I don't know, the Diyukim in the Raman's Lashon, I don't know, but you don't need the Diyukim in the Lashon. I mean, the idea is there anyways. He wants to say that the Kesher in the Ksharim is just a Loch of Tzura and it doesn't have a Din Ksav. So that's why it's not Menamot B'Ficha. Not like Rashi. Okay. All right, there's one question on the Brisk Rav. I mean, you might say it's not a question, but it's certainly something to think about. If you say that the Dalet and the Yud are not Ksav, right, they're not Ksav, it's just Allah, the Kesher has to be made that way. Okay? That's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the question is, I mean, what purpose is there in doing that? When it's just happenstance that it should be a Dalet in the Yud? Do you know what I mean? It's lacking a category. Just a Halacha that the Shel Yad, which has nothing to do with the Shin, because the Shin is a Ksav, and this is not a Ksav. So it's not the Shem Shakai. So why does it have to be done in this manner? I mean, you could say he's not concerned with that. But it's something that would seem to be something of concern, something to think about. It just happens to be coincidentally that the knot should be like a Dalit. What does it accomplish? If it's not Shakai, so what does it accomplish? That coincidentally, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai requires a Tzuras Dalet when it has no sheiches to the, it's not the Shem Shakai. In Rashi, that's what Rashi learns is all Ksav. He goes, what's the purpose of it? You know what I mean? Just coincidental? I mean, it's just Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Beli Taima. There's got to be some kind of a category here. So I would say like this, that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, without disagreeing with them, that it's true that if the Kesher is just a Tzuras Dalet and Tzuras Yud, but the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that gives the shin the kedushas of Os Shakai. In other words, it's true that the Dalet and the Yud don't have kedusha because they're not ksav. But the tzura, the halacha l'moshe mishinei, is that you mashlim the shin of the ksav with the tzuras of the ritzua, of the ritzuas. And the tzura gives, is mashlim the shin and gives the shin the kedushas of Shakai. That's a lochel mashinah. You need a lochel mashinah for that because it's really not an os. But the lochel mashinah is that the tzura of the kesher is mashlim the shame and gives the shin the kedushas ksav of the os of the first os of the shem Hashem.
That's why they can't
do it. So if that's the case, that would explain the shel yad also. Because the shel yad, you see, the shel yad is involved in being mashlim the kedusha of the shin, because the yud in the shel yad is mashlim the kedusha, creates actually the kedusha of the shin. So therefore, the both batim are involved in the kedushas of the shem Hashem. The only thing is that the kedusha shel rosh is chamura because the shin is on there, is on it. But it doesn't mean that the shel yad doesn't participate in the Kedushas Hashem, because the Yud is mashlim the Shin and gives it the din of an os of Shakai, Shin Shel Shakai. Without the Dal and the Yud, you wouldn't have a Shin of Hashem Shakai.
Right, but it would have
Kedushas
the Torah didn't see.
No, I would agree with him that the Kedusha is the Shem, Kedushas Hashem,
so
not just an os.
So
well, an os is nothing. What kind of Kedusha does an os have? You need two osios to be over in Shabbos. You need two osios is something. One os is nothing.
You have Shin and Dalet.
The way the Ram learns in Halacha Yigimel, it sounds like they're both Halacha L'moshe Sinai. That the Makif Midas Rosho V'Kosher Kesher Meruba Kim and Dalet. The Kesher Zetzor Kol Tam Chacham L'Lamdo. The Efshel Odia Tzuroso B'Chsa V'El Beria Sayin. So it's mashma both. Even though in the beginning, when he mentions it, the eight things, he says v'shiya kesher shalem kesher yidua ketsuras dalad. He doesn't say v'yud. Maybe it's like this. Maybe on the dalad it's v'shiya kesher shalem kesher yidua. Ketsuras Dalet, like you said before, that the Kesher Yedua is Halacha L'moshe Mishinai. But on the Yud, it just has to have a Tzuras Yud.
Kamin
Yud. Yeah. But there's no Kesher Yedua.
But it's not Halacha L'moshe
Mishinai. So the Halacha L'moshe Mishinai is on this specific Kesher. It's only on the Dalet. But on the Yud, it's just the just halacha that you have to have an osu kamin yud. So it's more, much simpler. But the reason Ram doesn't mention yud is because he mentions that not only is the kesher halacha l'moshe mishinai, but the kesher yidua. But it doesn't mean that the yud is not halacha l'moshe mishinai. Okay, whatever. But whatever it is, doesn't matter. The point is that the ksharim of the Dalet and the Yud, the halacha of the ksharim of the Dalet and Yud is halacha that's mashlim the shem Hashem. And even though it's not really a ksav, but it's mashlim the shem Hashem. It's mashlim the shem Hashem. That's what you have to say. So once you say it's mashlim the shem Hashem, so it comes out that the shin's kedush, the kedusha shin is dependent on the shel yad as well. So they're all involved in the Kedushas Shin. So therefore, there's no kasha why the guy can't make the Shel Yad. Because it's because of the Shin. Because the Shel Yad is involved in the Shin as well. Because the Shel Yad, because Halacha L'moshe Mishinai is that the Ksharim are mashlim the Shem Hashem and render the Shin, Kedushas Shem, Shin Shel Shakai. So therefore, The Ram says Nei Hashin, but it includes the Shel Yad because the Shel Yad is mashlim the Shin.
Right.
Shel Yad is also involved in Kedushas Shin. Okay? The bias participates in creating the Shin. How? Because the tziruf of the kesher, which you use on the bias, has Dalad Yud. So the kesher itself can be made by a guy, because it's not, the kesher is not really goof for Kedusha. It's only Tashmishi Kedusha. But the tziruf of the kesher to the bias is what's mashlam. So it's the bias that's really the mashlam. It's via the bias, via the Kedusha's a bias. Because it's mitzvah to the bias, so that's why it's mashlam the shin. But it's the tziruf to the bias that's mashlam, not the kesher per se. So when you mitzarif it to the bias, then it's mashlam.
So how is making the bias initially out?
Because the bias is involved as a medium in Kedushas Hashem. Because of the tziruf of the yud would be nothing, and the shin would be nothing if it weren't for the bias of the Shel Yad. Because through the tziruf of the kesher to the bias of the Shel Yad, you mashlim the shin and you render the shin kodesh. So the bias has Kedushas shin. The Ram doesn't say kosak sav. Kersivasa.
Like,
no, Gassin Kirchivasa means like Kixivas Parshis. Right. Why? Because of the Shin. Because of the Kedushas Hashem. Right? Not because the Shin is a Ksav.
Right.
But because of the Kedushas Hashem. But the Kedushas Hashem is Noveya from the Shel Yad as well. Because it's only through the Shel Yad that the Kesher of the Yud is Mashlam the Shin. So the Shel Yad plays a role in Kedushas Hashin. And the Kedushas Hashin is Machayev that Ksivasan Kasiyasan. Asiyasan Ksivasan. Yeah, but I was thinking over the other Ram. I think I'm convinced that the Yud is Alach L'mash M'Sinai. The Ram doesn't have to mention it because he mentions the Dalit. And then he says V'chein the Yud. And he says V'chein on the Yud. But the reason why he mentions the Dalit specifically is because the Tzura itself, the Asiya itself is Alach L'mash M'Sinai, according to
the
Ram.
What?
That has to be Kamin Yud. Has to be Kamin Yud.
Is there a reason he doesn't mention it?
He knows you'll know it yourself. He knows you know it yourself. But because he says V'chein.
If I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Rav is. I can't believe that the Dalit is Allah Mashina Yud not. And especially says V'chein. But he mentions the Dalit because he wants to tell you that not only is the Dalit, the Tzura, but the way it's made is also Alach L'mash M'Sinai. Then he expects you to understand that the Yud is Alach L'mash M'Sinai, but it's not in the same manner because it doesn't matter how you make it. How you make it is not Alach L'mash M'Sinai. I think that's a pshat around. But anyways, so it works out very smoothly. So according to the Rambam, that's why the Shel Yad is a part, because the Shel Yad participates in the Kedusha of the Shin. Participates in the Kedusha of the Shin. Okay? Now, just one second. All the Alach L'mash M'Sinai does is that the Kesher complements. It just finishes off to be Megala that the Shin is a Shin of Shem Shakai. That's the way it functions. Right.
That would be
Mashlam. That would be Mashlam. That's right. That's right. That's correct. That's correct. I was thinking maybe you could answer Rashi. Because the kasha on Rashi is, why don't you say Minamuta Beficha on the Dalit and the Yud, since they're both Osir, all three are Osios. So maybe Rashi holds like this, that the reason, that what makes them Osios is the Shin. And what gives them the din of Osios is the Shin. Without the Shin, they wouldn't have a din of Osios. But the Alach L'mash M'Sinai is that because the Shin is the Hascholas Shem Shakai, so the Dalit and the Yud have a din of Osios. Have a din of Osios. But it still is not a Chefza Shel Os. It's only a reflection of an Os because of the Shin. But it's not per se a Chefza Shel Os. See, that's what it sounds like. That's what the Ran is saying. He says, "Ein shochlim chok hagirsos." Why the dalet v'yud? Kivan she'einon b'ksiva mamish ela b'kesher lav taras Hashem mikri. They're not ksiva mamash. They're not a chefza shel ksav. You see, it has a din ksav because the shin is mascho. So the shin gives it a din ksav. But it's not a chefza shel ksav. So therefore it's not, and it's not Taras Hashem Beficha. Because Taras Hashem Beficha has to be ksav. This is Allah Lamash Misinai. That this reflects an os dalad. This is an os dalad. This is an os yud. But it's not via ksiva. It's via association to the shin. It's a different process. So inherently, it's not really an os. A chefza shel os. It has a dinos, but not a chefza shel os. But it has a dinos. Because the shin is maschel, and without the shin, it would be nothing. So the shin gives it a dinos. But it's not a chefza shel os b'chsav. So that's why you don't say menamot b'ficha. That's what I think the Ran is saying. Well, that's what he's saying.
Right.
Yeah.
This is
Rashi.
Yeah.
Kevin knows Hashem.
Nichtav.
Pekmatin. It's mashma, that way. That's right, it's mashma. Where is that Rashi?
That's
Chav Ches on the Beis. So it's mashma from that Rashi, clearly, that the reason why Menamut B'Ficha is by the Shin is because it has a din Ksav. But the Dalv and the Yud have a din Os, a Shem Os, but not a Chefza Shel Ksav, like the Ran is saying. He says, Kivon She'enon B'Chsiva Mamish, it's not a Chefza per se of Ksav, Ela B'Kesher, Lav Taras Hashem Mikri. It's just in the Kesher, and because of its Tziruf to the Shin, it acquires a din Os. That's the question of the Loch Lamash Misinai. Is the Loch Lamash Misinai give it a dinos even though it's a kesher? What Loch Lamash Misinai is a kesher, but tzuras os is mashlem the shin. Okay? What is the concept of the shin, the shakai? What is the concept of the shakai, the shin? So, the thing is, the Rambam says that the Kedushas Tefillin, famous Rambam, the Kedushas Tefillin is Kedusha Chamura. It's Chamura Menatzitz. Okay, what does he say that? He says, Perek Dalet Halacha Yedalet. Chayev Adam Mamashmesh B'Tfilov Kolzman Shem Olav Shelo Yisir Daitom Hem Afilu Rega Echad She Kedushasan Gedolu Mekedush Tzitz Yatzitz Ein Bo Al Hashem Echad Ve'elu yesh bo an echad v'esrim shem, shel yud kei, v'shel rosh u'kamosim v'shel yad. Okay? Yeah. So what do you see? That Kedushas Tefillin, this is Kedushas Hashem. So the shakai on the Tefillin, the shin on the Tefillin, is really mitzaref, the bottom to the Kedushas Aparshios. That's why that's Kedusha. It's Mitzarif, the bottom to the Kedushas Aparshios. So that's Allah Mosh Sina. The Shin is that it's the Shem Hashem is manifests that the Kedushas Abatim are really an extension on Mitzarif to the Kedushas Aparshios. So if that's the case, so then you understand very well why the Shel Yad is the same as the Shel Rosh. Because that's Allah in the bottom. Okay? Yeah. Going to Rambam be very good. Because the Shem Shakai, really is the shame of the Avos. That you could know Hashem from the universe. So, yeah, the Shem Avaya, you can't know. The Shem Avaya is too much for you. Too high, only Moshe Rabbeinu can have that. Okay, that's good. But you see, you write the Shem Shakai on the outside of the mezuzah also, the Rambam says. Yeah. But in Lashon Rambam, a lot of times it's difficult to be medayik the way you want to, exactly. Because you don't know what he had in mind, and your diuk might not be the right one. Like over here, where he says, the Shin Shel Tefillin, he says that the Perigim Allah Halaf, Shiyabar Shel Rosh Tzuras Shin, Miyaminu Mismo. Sounds like that's the only thing that's Makiv. And later he comes around to it again in Allah Habez. He says, In the end of Halacha Beis, Hachosim bo demus shin sheyesh lo shlosha Russian miyamin haminiach tefillin udemus shin sheyesh lo abar Russian mismol haminiach. Now you can't say that that's not a halacha mash misina, because like the Brisker Rav brings out that the shin of dalid Russian is not an os. If you wrote that in a sefer Torah, it wouldn't be considered an os. So it has to be a halacha mash misina. So you see, sometimes he just mentions the basic thing, and then he expands on what's the halacha l'mosh misinai. Similarly, I think when he says, "Fishiyah kesher shalhen kesher du b'tzuras dalad," he only mentioned the tzuras dalad because of the tzura, but later when he says, in halacha yud gimel, "V'chein b'shal yad kosher kesher k'min yud," that's also halacha l'mosh misinai. He just didn't expand on it in the Shmona. In the beginning of Shema Alachas, you know, that's what I think. Can't go by the exact because if you went by the exact lashon, it'll be mashma that as long as you have me a minimum small, it's kasher. I wouldn't put too much on our diyukim in these things. Okay, gotta go by the svar. There's no doubt that what the Rambam means is that the shin, the dalet, and the yud are all lachol mashma sinai. He just mentions the dalet. But he expects you to understand when he expands later in the yud that it's also an extension of Allah Almighty Sinai. Okay. All right, but now we have a difficult round. That's what we're doing in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Allah Almighty Sinai, Shiyu Kosvin Sefer Torah Al Gvil. Go ahead. The Kosvin B'Makom HaSeir. That, I think, is according to everybody. Go ahead.
Shiyu Kosvin HaTfilin Al HaKlaf.
And that is, the cloth is the inside one. Makom HaBasar, on the outside. Okay. Okay. Now, so far so good, but now, test.
Afal pi shekachi halacha misinai.
L'moshe misinai, no?
Apparently the Muga takes out l'moshe.
Oh, really?
Im kosov sefer Torah al haklaf kasher. V'lo nemar gvil elu l'mai tadach sustus, shim kosov alav ha-sefer puzzle.
Very strange. Halacha l'moshe misinai tells you right on Gvil. It says, Afal pisha halacha l'moshe misinai is kachi on Gvil, and kosov sefer Torah l'klaf is kosher. And then he says in Perek Gimel, Shmona halachos yesh ma'isa tefillin, kulon halacha l'moshe misinai, lefichach kulam akvos. Contradiction, huh? All right, and go on further, V'chein. What is the mitzvah and what is not kachim? What is the mitzvah? Strange, huh? It's a kiyum. Right. And then he goes even further on Halacha Yud.
In Kosvin Svarim Tfilin Umezizos Al Gabe Or Behema Tmeya Bechaya Ba'ot HaTmeyim Vakosvin Al Gabe Or Behema Bechaya Ba'ot HaTachorin Vafil Nevelos Utrefos Shalhen In Kosvin Al Gabe Or HaDag HaTachor Zekne HaZuhama In Zuhamasa Hosekes Ba'ibda
Be Buddha, but otherwise, if there wouldn't be a problem of Zohama, so you write on Or HaDog. What happened to Duchsustis, to Gvil? It's all Halacha L'moshe Misinai. There's no Duchsustis and Gvil by a dog, right? Man says Gvil Sefer Torah is L'mitzvah, but the Rambam doesn't mention L'mitzvah. He only mentions L'mitzvah by Mezuzah. Lo omer ala dechsustis ela lemitzvah. The Rambam and the Tshuva, we got it, the Peridor? the Rambam the Tshuva says in the Parador, it's what? It's oh, it's you know, it's always
a
page what? Page Samach? Okay.
The end of
Yeah, it's the Samach Aleph, right. Samach Aleph, yeah. At the Rambam in the end of the Tshuva, in the Parador, it's Simen Yutes. That he says, I don't know, sometimes the Parador takes out some of the Rambams. And then he puts in the footnote that the other Tshuva, you know, in the three volumes, has more. I don't understand how, you know, what's going on. But anyways, V'kanchei alach l'mosh m'sinei, sh'yeh or kol lachem em chazak u'bari, k'dei sh'yuchal lamod l'skayim k'fi k'dushoso. Sefer Torah sh'yosu m'kudush k'osun aso alor sholem. That's gvil. U'tfilin al klaf sh'ilchatzi arova. Mezuzah al-chatzi achar adak. Nimtza kol lachem em ma'ilosu k'kdushoso. Wrote Saloma, Mylas Aro Bikiyumo, Ksivas Kalacha Mishloshna, Mamakamanir Luxiva. Yeah. And what does it mean, Lonemar Gvil El Lamaya Tuchsustis? That's not the way to say Gvil. Say Klaf Lamaya Tuchsustis. If the Ram is interpreting the Lach Lamash Mishinai, so on Alacha Ches, he should have just said Alacha Mosh Misinai, Shein Kosman Sefer Torah, Ella Alak Vila Alaklaf. Apparently, in Alacha Ches, he's stating what Alacha Mosh Misinai is, the formulation of Alacha Mosh Misinai. Shein Kosman Sefer Torah Alak Vil, not, he should have said Alak Vila Alaklaf, Vila Aladuchsustis. He's interpreting it. The Rambam is difficult because he says, "Afal pisha kachi halacha l'mosh misinai, im kosav sef Torah l'klaf is kosher." But that's not af the halacha l'mosh misinai is klaf, the way you're interpreting. He seems to say, even though it's against halacha l'mosh misinai, it's still kosher. It's a funny tshuva. There's a tshuva on the Rambam. They asked him, "Can you write a mezuzah on gvil?" So he says, definitely, there's no question. And the right from the Gemara says, V'chikosu mezuz ala klaf. So he says, but the Gemara doesn't say, V'chikosu mezuz ala klaf ala gvil. So definitely you see gvil is kasher, and klaf is no good. But over here he says, V'chinim kosu mezuz ala klaf o ala gvil is kasher. Lo omra al duchsistis al la mitzvah. I mean, the Ram doesn't seem to deny that the loch l'mosh m'sine is ala gvil. I mean, the Rambam says himself, "Alone nemar gvil el lamay tuchsustis." So he shouldn't have said, "Alach lamosh misinei shiyukosun sefer Torah lagvil," because it's only lamay tuchsustis. And then he shouldn't have said, "Afa pikish shekachi alach lamosh misinei," which means that even though the alach lamosh misinei is strictly gvil, and then lo nemar gvil el lamay tuchsustis, he should have said, "Ein alach lamosh misinei dafka gvil." He doesn't take that away. He leaves the Loch Lomash Mishinai to be Dafka Gvil, but still it's kosher on Klaf. It says in Perek Zayin, Kol Advar Ma'elu, after he lists a whole bunch of things, Kol Advar Ma'elu Lo Nemra La Mitzvah, Min HaMufcha, Halacha Tes. And then again in Loch Yirav, Kol Advar Ma'elu La Mitzvah, Min HaMufcha, V'mshina Lo Pasol, Avalam Kosov HaMole Chosar, or Chosar Mole, or Shekosov, Mila Shehi Kri, Vikosov Kikriyasa, Kiganchikosov Yishkivena, Bamakam Yishgilena, Ubitchorim Kabamakam Bafolim, Vikyotse Bahen, Oshikosov Parsha Psucha Stuma, Stuma Psucha, Oshikosov Hashira Kishar Ksav, and he goes through the rest. He says, I raise a puzzle, Vainbo Kadusha Sefer Torah, but Klau, El Kachumish Menachumshin, Shem Lamdabos Tinokos. Okay, so apparently there's a mitzvah min hamufchar in Sefer Torah, and he mentions that, also by what did he mention before? Halacha Tes. Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. Oh, no, he mentions it in the Tagin, in the Tshuva and the Tagin. So the Tagin are only Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. Okay, so, yeah. So what I want to say is like this. That Sefer Torah really is two things. It's a Sefer Shel Limud, and it's a Sefer Shel Mitzvah, Lo Hotzi Bo Yedei Chavoso, Kiyum Kriya. Okay? And many things, you have to know which are for what, but there are many things in Sefer Torah that are there because of Limud, the Sefer Torah Shel Limud. But they're not there because of the Sefer Torah Shel Maisa Mitzvah. Okay? That's only in Sefer Torah, because Sefer Torah is endless limud. So that's why the Rambam differentiates between the Sefer Torah Shel Limud, which has many, many things, like Tagim, for instance, because the Tagim are Dorish Kisvei Osios. So there are many things there that are there for limud. So when the Rambam says lemitzvah, that's what he means. Lemitzvah means for limud. It's a kiyum, because it's a Sefer Torah Shel Limud. But the Sefer Torah Shel Cheftza Shel Mitzvahs Kriya, which is just used for the Maisa Mitzvah, that has different halachas. Okay?
Different or less?
What? Less.
Less.
Yeah, less. That's how it's different.
Isn't the
Maisa Kriya? In other words, there's a Sefer Torah Shel Limud, which has many things from the Masorah in it, and that's Mashlim, the Shame Sefer Torah Shel Limud. But then there's a Sefer Torah, which is a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, She Yotzim Bo Yedei Chavoso, just like any other mitzvah. Okay? So that's what the Rambam means. That Allah Moshe Misinai, She Yukosun Sefer Torah Lagvil, the Kosun the Makam Aseah. That's Allah Moshe Misinai. And the next Allah says, Afa Pisha Kachi Allah Moshe Misinai is not denying it. But he's saying, Im Kosov Sefer Torah ala Klaf, Kosher. He means it's Kosher l'mitzvasa. It's Kosher l'mitzvasa. So the Allah Moshe Misinai is only there.
Mitzvasa
for Ksiva Sefer Torah? Yes. Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Kriya Sefer Torah. A Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, in the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah was Nishlam, everything that's in the Sefer Torah. Okay? So therefore, the Rambam says, Lo Nemar Gvil El Olamayit Achsustas. What does he mean? He means that in terms of the Hechsher Sefer, Betoras Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, so Gvil is only Mamayit Achsustas. Okay?
What's Halacha Moshe
Misinai? Halacha Moshe Misinai is
Gvil. No, but which framework is it in?
But the Halacha Moshe Misinai is in two frameworks. In one framework, it's in the framework of the Kiyum, of all the Kiyumim in Sefer Torah that exist. And that's a lot of things, like Tagim and all those things around mentions, where he says, L'mitzvah min
HaMufcha. He doesn't mention this one.
What?
He doesn't say
Gvil. Excuse me? Okay, fine. Fine. So, what does he say? Gvil HaKlaf is Mitzvah
HaMufcha. Isn't that the
Gvil HaKlaf? According to my concept, the way you read the Rambam is like this. That Halacha L'Moshe...
Where were you?
Ches and Tes. Aleph, Perek Aleph Ches and Tes. That the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is really Gvil. But that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai in terms of Limud Sefer, Sefer Torah Shel Limud. That there is such an idea. But in terms of Hechsher, Sefer Torah Shel Mitzvah, Shel Kiyum HaMitzvah, there, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai only excludes the Chzustas. Okay? And similarly, the same thing is true with Mezuzah. That if you write Mezuzah Klafor on Gvil, it's Kosher. Lo Amral the Chzustas El LaMitzvah. Okay? So you'll ask me, but a Mezuzah is not a Cheftza Shel Limud. Right? So there, what I would say is like this. You see, the Rambam in the Tshuva, he says that each one reflects Milas Chashivusa. That Sefer Torah reflects Gvil, and Tefillin reflects Lower Kedusha, and Mezuzah Lower Kedusha. because but there's one difference, that the Sefer Torah the is Gvil HaKlaf, and what is Gvil and Klaf are different than the Chassidus, because he explains that Gvil and Klaf are mitzvahs begufo. Mashiach Kain mezuzah is not a mitzvah shebegufo. So therefore, the mitzvah which is shebegufo, it must be iksav of Laman Yamdu Yom Rabbim. Okay? It must be iksav of Laman Yamdu Yom Rabbim. So therefore he holds, that's the halacha, that's makev and iksav. In other words, halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai is really gvil to demonstrate, to reflect its kedusha, like the Rambam says in the Tshuva. But it's not makev in terms of a chefetz or mitzvah, as long as the ksav is a ksav of a kiyum. But if the ksav is not a ksav of kiyum, then it's pasul sefer Torah. Even the mitzvasa. Okay? But that doesn't take away the halach lamosh misinai of gvil. Because really there's a kiyum in writing in gvil of reflecting the level of kedusha, like the Rambam says in the Tshuva. But the only thing is, in terms of hechshek sivaso, as long as the ksav is a ksav shel kiyum, it's kasha. So therefore, klaf is good. So therefore, klaf is good. Now, what about mezuzah? What about mezuzah? See, in mezuzah, really, why is the chassidus l'mitzvah? You see, because the Rambam says that each one has to reflect its level. So when you write mezuzah on the chassidus, it's a reflection on the Sefer Torah and Tefillin. So that's why it's a kiyum. Okay? It's really a kiyum in Sefer Torah and Tefillin. But in terms of hechshek siva, it is no din that the mezuzah is pasul. Because that reflection is halacha and Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's definitely a kiyum. But the only thing is that it doesn't apply to the hechsher ksivaso b'toras chefetz shel mitzvah. Okay? That's what I think the answer is to the Rambam. That's right. And that's why the Rambam says that lo bo l'lamay t'chsistis. Why? Because the halacha l'mosh misinai says it must be ksav of ultimate kiyum. There's two halachas in the halacha l'mosh misinai. One is must be ksav shel kiyum. And that's gvil and klaf. And the other halacha is that there should be a hierarchy of sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. That halacha of hierarchy is not ma'akev in terms of the kiyum of the chefetz shel mitzvah. That's just halacha of a hierarchy. Okay? That's a kiyum, but it's just halacha of a hierarchy. So it's not ma'akev in terms of the hechsher sefer Torah, but Torah's chefetz shel mitzvah. Okay? And the same thing by mezuzah. In terms of hechsher, it doesn't matter. But in terms of reflecting an additional idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, that there's a hierarchy and each one reflects its own nature of Kedusha, that is a kiyum of l'mitzvasa, but it's not really makev in terms of the hechsher, in terms of the hechsher mezuzah. The mezuzah b'torah chefetz shel mitzvah shel hechsher. Okay, the essence of my answer is that Sefer Torah is a different phenomenon. Because Sefer Torah, there's two types, there's two dinim in Sefer Torah. There's Sefer Torah of endless limud, that includes tagim, includes many, many limudim. And then there's a Sefer Torah, but Torah's hechsher mitzvah. That's what I'm saying.
So we'll point to that, then how are you saying it's
mitzvah? You're right, that's right. So that's what I said. That mezuzah is, the mezuzah on the chassidus is a reflection of Sefer Torah being in the hierarchy. So that's why it's not makev, but it's a kiyum.
But it's a kiyum in the Sefer Torah, not the Rambam.
Sefer Torah. And you see, the Rambam unites tefillin, mezuzah, and Sefer Torah in one system. So the three are really united in one system, tefillin, mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. One reflects on the other. So come out according to the way we're learning, but according to the way we're saying, the Rambam agrees with the Ran. That on Gvil would be a greater kiyum. But it doesn't express it until mezuzah. But it's the same idea.
So why is it different? Why by mezuzah only does he say mitzvah? Like Gvil really doesn't?
It's the same idea. Same idea. Expects you to deduce it from there. That's the same idea because it reflects the hierarchy. So that is as far as right there. V'lo nemar gvil l'mayit l'chassidus means...
The halacha Moshe Sinai didn't say Kviyah?
It's in terms of Sefer Torah Shel Hechsher, Kiyuma.
Where does it say Kviyah?
Gvil. The halacha Moshe Sinai says Gvil.
It says right.
No, it's Allah Lamash Mishina says Gvil, which is the highest level of Kiyum. So he says so the only thing it's going to accomplish is it'll be Mamaya Tachsustis where there's no Ksaf Shal Kiyum. Okay? The only question we're left with is why Tfilin on Gvil is no good. Okay. I just want to correct it. It's 21 Shemos in Tfilin. I said 26 because the Shem Avaya is 26. I got mixed up. It's 21 Shemos. Okay. Yeah, so you're right. Yeah, the Rambam's interesting because the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Asar Advarim Yesh B'Tfilin Kulam Halacha Mosh Misina V'Kulam Akvin. Shnayim Ein B'Chsivasan Hashmona B'Chifuyan. U'Kshira Sutsu Asayin. Eile Ein Hashnayim Shab'Chsivasan Shukos Hasan B'Dyo V'Shiyin Uchtav Malaklaf. But then the Rambam explains that Dyo is Lav Dafka. That it's as long as it's davar miskayim, it's good. But that's the halacha Moshe Mishina. It has to be something that's miskayim and shachar. But as long as it's miskayim and shachar, it's good. But a mitzvah min hamufchar is that it should be miskayim. It should be better miskayim, more miskayim. So that's the mitzvah min hamufchar. But it's mashma, so you see, when he says v'mshina, you have to know what he means v'mshina.
Right.
Right. So if you, but maybe you'll say by klaf, that by klaf he means if you mishana from klaf, it's no good. But then the Rambam in Halacha Yud, in kosvin svarim tefillin a mezuzos al gabe or behema tmeya, and then he says v'in kosvin al gabe or a dog, hatorim ne'azuma shinazumam pasekas bibuda. So if it's halacha Moshe Mishina of klaf, so how could you write an ara dog? So apparently klaf means miskayim. And if ara dog is miskayim, so then it'd be good too. It just wouldn't reflect the difference between Kedusha Sefer Torah, Kedusha Tefillin, and Kedusha Mezuzah. So then Gvil would be good by Tefillin. I mean, if you're going to say Gvil's not good by Tefillin, so why is ara dog good? The only reason you say Gvil is no good by Tefillin is because Allah Hamash Mishina have klaf. But you see, it's lav dafka, because even our dog, if there was no Zuma, I'd say it's kosher. So apparently, as long as it's Miskayim, you satisfy the Allah Hamash Mishina of Heksha. But the other Allah of reflection of the levels of Kedusha, that you're not Miskayim. That you're not Miskayim. Okay.
When he says by Mezuzah, Gvil is good,
Kosh can't film. Because the Chsistis is further away than Klaf and Gvil are both Miskayim.
So the Chsistis is... He
expects you to understand it from the halachas he has. He doesn't have to write everything. He expects you to understand it from the Mezuzah. And that's why he has halacha Ches, because halacha Ches is the halacha Moshe Sinai insofar as reflecting the levels of Kedusha. But in the other halachas, he's talking about whether it's kosher for a chefetz shel mitzvah. So the question we raised is, what's the mile of Dio? What's the mile of Dio? So what I want to say is like this, why does the halacha Moshe Mishina mention Dio at all? So it's true, it's not makev as long as it's ksav shel kayama, like the Rambam says, but the difference between Dio and between me'afza is that Dio, it lends itself to mechika. So the sefer should lend itself to all the properties, the halachic properties that apply to it. So one of the halachic properties is that you can correct it. And even in tefillin, the Rambam says, you can correct the tefillin if it's supposed to be chaser and has a mole, you can erase the, you could take off the mole. So it means any cheftza of Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah, L'chatchila should be one where all the halachas should apply, including the halachas of correction.
Really?
Okay, so the Shin of Dalad Roshan. So the Ritva and Chivas Ritva Ayin Aleph, he brings down one of the Achronei Balei Teisvis that says it's a Shin Shakur. So if it's a Shin Shakur, the way the Sfarim have it is not good, because the Sfarim Shishin has a base. But the Ritva is not sure about that. He says he doesn't. There's no real makor for it. So we're thinking of a different Sfarim, that the that really the Shin reflects the first os of the Shem Hashem. So it's not appropriate that an ordinary Shin should reflect the Shem Hashem. It should be unique. So that's why you need two Shins. The Shin on the Shin that's, which one's on the right? The Minamaniach is the regular Shin, right? It's regular Shin. Regular Shin. So the regular Shin gives it a din Shin. If it just had a, if it just was a unique Shin with four, Rushim, so it wouldn't have a din Shin. Because that's not a Shin. It'd be something else. So that's why you need a Shin on one side to give it a din Shin. And the Shin of Dalad Rushim to give it a uniqueness, so that it reflects the first os of the Shem Hashem. Because there's no, the Shem Hashem is not full. It's Nishlam through the Kshorim. So it's not appropriate to have an ordinary Shin to be, to reflect the Shem Hashem. It has to be unique.
The Dalad and the Yod, they're just different anyway.
That would explain also why they bring down the side, the Kes Mishma exam, that Mhipech it's kosher. Because it doesn't matter which side it is, it's on. If you put the one on the right, on the left, and left on the right. Yeah, it's kosher. Because it's still, as long as you have the uniqueness, so it's kosher. And the way the Sfardim have it, they definitely can't hold Shin Shakur. Because their Shin has a base, and it wouldn't even look like a Shin, the inside. So the so if you have it coming to a point like ours, then you can say it's a Shin Shakur. But if you have it like the Sfardim, the Sfardim Shishin, so then it's not a Shin Shakur. So then you'd have to say a different Sfar. But the Ritva himself says he doesn't know if it's, but it's Mashma from the Ritva that it was not like the Sfardim Shin. That's Mashma like that, because otherwise it's not Shakur. It's just lines.
You could say Shakur okay. Within their Sfar also, though, because you could say that's the uniqueness.
Yes.
Yeah, Ram doesn't mention anything about Shin Shakur. So, and then the Ritva says that he's not, the reason he's not sure about it. So we're just giving you another possibility.